AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. An AP analysis of federal hospital investigations found more than 100 pregnant women in medical distress tried to get help from emergency rooms but were turned away or negligently treated since 2022. Among them, Kylie Thurman in Texas.
I was sent home with an ectopic pregnancy, clearly visible in my ultrasounds. I was sent home to let it go off inside of me and internally hemorrhage and potentially die, which is, you know, it ruptured and I internally hemorrhaged.
Even as the Biden administration publicly warned hospitals to treat pregnant women in emergencies, facilities continue to violate federal law. The White House says hospitals must offer abortions when needed to save a woman's health despite state bans. Texas is challenging that guidance, and the Supreme Court so far has declined to resolve that issue. Russia says Ukraine's incursion into Russia is an attempt to stop an eastern offensive.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the Ukrainian attack on Kursk is also a tactic to gain leverage in future peace talks. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack, but Putin insisted that Moscow's army will prevail. More than 100,000 civilians have been forced to flee as almost a week of fierce fighting continues. Putin has remained defiant and has said the Russian military is driving on with its eastern Ukraine offensive regardless. I'm Karen Chamas.
The leaders of France, Germany and Britain are endorsing the latest push to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to be interviewed live on X tonight by the platform's owner, Elon Musk. A major wildfire is burning on the outskirts of Athens, Greece. Now that the Paris Summer Games are over, five-time Olympic medal-winning diver Tom Daley from Britain has announced he is retiring. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady on Wall Street ahead of a week with several highly anticipated reports on the economy. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow was down 85 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.6%. The relative calm came after a roller coaster week for global markets. This week, markets get updates on U.S. inflation and retail sales. The hope is that the Federal Reserve will see enough moderation of inflation to be able to cut interest rates next month. KeyCorp Bank rose 13% after the regional bank said it was selling a big stake to the Bank of Nova Scotia. Seth Sutel, New York.
Forecasters issued a tropical storm warning for several islands in the Northeast Caribbean as a disturbance approaches. Places like Antigua, Barbuda, Guadalupe, St. Bart's and St. Martin. A tropical storm watch has been issued for Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The best trips don't just take you somewhere new. They change the way you see the world. On Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel, uncover the delights of every destination across city hideaways and crystal blue shores. Sponsored by Season 2 launch partner, Fiji Airways.
When it comes to a stopover, people don't recognize the value until they actually do it. So I wanted to see how stopping off in Fiji and doing my buffer there instead of going straight back to Sydney, how that shifted me into the mentality and got me ready for going back to real life. And you know, the best cure for anxiety is feeling nurtured and calm and taken care of. And I think Fijian hospitality lends into that quite well. Fiji kind of wraps around you in a way that's warmer than everywhere else. I think it's because the culture grew up centered by community.
Listen to brand new episodes of Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording,
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.